This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Lamar Jackson's running away with the MVP. Josh will not get back into that race or win it unless he wins this football game. And two, he'll feel pressure like maybe he's never felt before when it comes to how urgent you have to play on offense. Kansas City's offense owns the game. They own the football. You're going to get five or six possessions in this football game, specifically if you're Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. Every one of them is going to matter. Every one of them is going to count just because you understand the game is getting shrunk by Kansas City, so you have to take advantage of every single time that you get the football.
Dan Orlovsky. The best film breakdown I've heard on the Bills-Chiefs matchup so far is Bill Belichick on the cat-and-mouse game that's going on between the Steve Spagnuolo and Joe Brady on, in very specifically, how the Chiefs are spying Josh Allen and how the Chiefs came out spying Allen and then the Bills countered with, well, we're going to have Osiris Torrance grab the spy. And they're not going to call a holding penalty because it looks like he's just blocking. And then Spagnuolo's response to that was, well, then we're going to have our spy back up a little bit because now Torrance can't go out there. He can't be 5 yards down the field spying the linebacker or grabbing the linebacker. So looking at some of the Joe Brady versus Steve Spagnuolo stuff, like to me, that maybe is the thing that I'm in the most... You know, what do we not know yet? Because we know what McDermott versus Andy Reid looks like for the most part. We know what it looks like in the regular season. Like, the Bills are going to play the Chiefs a certain way, keep the big plays in front of you, dare them to make big plays yards after catch. And in the playoffs, it doesn't go so well. Like, we kind of know what that looks like. Brady versus Spagnuolo, though, you know, we'll see what Brady has that is different. Another good analysis I heard from Chris Sims, earlier in the week about Bobby Slowick, who's the offensive coordinator in Houston, is that there's the worst-kept secret in the NFL, or a lesser-known secret maybe in the NFL, is that once you start getting five, six coaches away from the Shanahan tree or from whoever kind of created the core concept of an offense, once you start getting like the fifth guy away from that, like Bobby Slowick was an assistant for Kyle Shanahan. He was not like one of the integral guys right around him. He was not Sean McVay. He was not Mike McDaniel. He was not Kevin O'Connell. He was not Matt LaFleur. Like he was just outside of that circle. But he was in the room, but he was outside that circle. And how he might be more of like a cook than a chef. Like he's running the playbook, but when teams start figuring out the playbook, Shanahan's of the world, LaFleur's of the world, O'Connell's of the world, like McVay especially, they know the core concept of what they're running so they can make changes off it. Versus Slowick, who might just be running the playbook, and when teams adjust to him, he goes, what's my next move? Like, I'm kind of lost. Brady is so hard to figure out in that department for me because what tree is he even? You know? What is his core concept? He's not really a Shanahan guy. He, in 17 and 18, worked for the Saints, so is he more of a Sean Payton guy? Maybe that's the right guy for this. Maybe he's more of a Sean Payton type of offensive guy. To me, I'm very curious to see what Brady looks like when he's got to start changing things up, when he has to start doing things differently. There's a lot of short passing game, getting the running backs involved. Screens are working really well. Spagnuolo is going to know what Brady wants to do. And does Brady have a counter to that? Or does Brady even want to not show it? Maybe in this game on Sunday, we wouldn't even see the counter. We wouldn't see the changeup. We wouldn't see the knuckleball that he wants to throw, because why would I show that to him now? I'll get through this game. We could even win this game. Low scoring game, maybe, you know, playing our foundational offense. And then by the time we play the playoffs, I'm going to have these 3-4 wrinkles that they're not going to be ready for. A lot goes into that conversation, though. That's a lot deeper than that. 803-0550 is the phone number. Let's get some phone calls in. Hour away from, we're gonna announce the legend of the game at 9:45. Been guessing that throughout the day, too. Dan's got a guess. Dan and Glenwood's next. What's up, Dan?
Hey, I'm going to go with Marv Levy.
You think it's going to be Marv Levy?
Yep.
Does he have a highlight? There's no real highlight, though, for that, right? Like, as a coach? So,
where would you rather be than right here, right now?
Okay, right. The highlight would be him doing it the last time he did it. Thanks, Dan. I mentioned that earlier in the week, that it would be very cool to see Marv do it, but I just don't know that they want to be running him back and forth from Detroit all the time, like a bunch of times. I mean, he'll do it again, I'm sure, but I don't know when you want to do that. Maybe you save that for a playoff game. Maybe save Marv for a playoff game. Nate Clements got a lot of guesses on him recently. Ronnie Harmon is not going to be the guy. I just saw that one come in. There's no way it's going to be Ronnie Harmon. So, listen, this game is... I made this point with Jeremy earlier that I think the game is important to win from an emotional standpoint, but that doesn't mean that in the context of just the Bills-Chiefs rivalry, that it has to be that meaningful. I think the meaning of it is strictly in you're chasing down the one seed. It's important to get the one seed. You have an easier path for the one seed. And you also want to stop their perfect season. Anything beyond that to me is just wanting to see the Bills beat the Chiefs. Wanting to see Mahomes cry about a call again. That would be fun, right? Because last year, that really got my hate meter turned up on him when he cried like a baby for 3 days after the Kadarius Toney offside penalty that was very clearly offside. You know? Especially if that happened in the Bills stadium, that could be really fun. 803-0550 is the phone number. There's a hockey thing I want to mention as well. There's some nonsense already about Tage Thompson and Team USA that's being written out there and being said. Bill Guerin, the GM of the U.S. hockey team, is making comments about Tage Thompson and his candidacy to be on. There's a tournament this year, the Olympics in a couple years. This year, the Four Nations Cup in the spring. And like, oh, Tage Thompson, one of the best centers in hockey, led the NHL in goals for a minute on Monday. He'll be on Team USA, right? Their GM is making comments like he's not going to be. And it's a total joke. And also the least surprising thing in the world. So I got some thought on that. Your phone calls, you got a guess on the legend of the game. Hang and hold, we'll get to you coming back here on WGR.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.